You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:41 AM on this Wednesday, August 2nd, which means it's time for the Valley Talk program. I am Cameron Heron, and I am joined by a very special guest. It's James Pogacnik, Chair of the Oxcar Committee. How are you doing today, James?
I am doing fantastic. It is a lovely day outside, and I'm hoping that in about 2 weeks we've got this kind of weather throughout the week.
Yeah. For sure. It's going to be a great week of events. We've already kind of had the last couple of Valley Talks have been hyping it up. We had the fire chief on talking about all the stuff going on with the fire department. And then we had Mark Eklund on yesterday talking about his events that he's been doing, like the Taste of Crookston events. Yep. So that's a lot of good stuff. But before we get into kind of what we brought you on to talk about, let's just ask the general question of what exactly does the committee do as you're the chair of it?
Well, what we do every year is we end up having like two versions of the committee. We have the general committee, which anyone can be a part of, whether it's business, whether it's just an individual that would like to just help with what we're doing. And we have the exec committee, which is made up of myself, Jess Bankston, Dr. Danny Johannesson, Dan Erdman, our kind of the money side of things, and our treasurer, and then we have kind of sponsor stuff after the fact. So the main committee ends up kind of we take a look at, okay, what holes do we have, where are we looking at, like, problems for logistics. Do we have vendors that are selling the same things, for example? Do we need to be doing this, that? How do we need to communicate a problem? The exec committee, however, is more of the planning stages. So when we start to get together in September and October to look at, all right, so this is what we want to do this year as a vision, as a theme. And we take a look at music acts, we take a look at advertising, we take a look at all the nitty-gritty parts of the festival, all the stuff that you, like, when you get, like, really, like, deep into it, can look like a gigantic elephant, and the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Mm-hmm. So you sit and you slowly take it down. So at this point right now, we are at the point where everything is basically planned. The events are sponsored. We have promotions going out here, KROX, billboards around town, billboards around the region, and we are just trying to catch little things before they become big things in about 2 weeks. But yeah, this is usually the point at which the chair of the committee is losing their hair, which is accurate. That is happening. But it's also exciting, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen here in about 2 weeks. And once the week starts, it just rolls. Yeah. And anything after that is, okay, well, if you're not flexible, you break. So you have to figure out, like, little things. Oh, we need to get more shelter over here. Oh, the water isn't working over here. We can make it happen. But the committee stuff is really fun. And I could not do this job, and I know my predecessors have been of the same belief, we couldn't do this job without the support of not just the community, but the people who are in the exec committee as well, just kind of guiding, trying to make sure that we're all on the same page and trying to make it all work.
Yeah, I mean, when it's in a week-long event with, what, like 50 plus different events going on, like, that's, there's just a lot of things that go on behind
there's
the scenes.
A lot of spinning plates.
Yeah,
and sometimes you watch them fall and go, okay, well, I can still make that one work. And so you go and try to do what you can. But yeah, there's a lot of spinning plates. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of negotiations between individual groups. So you do what you got to do. And I joked last time I was here that when I had started, I didn't know what I didn't know. And now that I know what I didn't know and still don't, I'm still excited about it. I'm still cautiously optimistic, but things are going well. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you just how are things kind of going on that front?
You know, great. We did have a food vendor drop out, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. They've closed up shop completely, as is my understanding. So that is something that is unfortunate, but we do have a replacement for them. So Bite Me Grill will not be down there this year, which is unfortunate. I think they were the first one that I booked for this year, actually. But Bite Me Grill is not going to end up being there. But Drafts does look like they'll be stepping in and helping out.
That's
so good. That'll be good. So, you know, it's little things like that, that, okay, we're, you know, we're in August now and we're about 2 weeks out. So let's figure out, what can we do? You take the moment to be angry. Great. Let it pass. Let's figure out what we can do. So it's unfortunate, but this is what we're doing. So we've got food vendors down there we're happy about. Looks like we'll also have some coffee as well, which will be nice for at least Thursday. And we're moving forward. So overall, I'm pretty excited. I think it's going really well, and I can't wait to see what the town thinks.
So the main reason we brought you on was to talk about all these events going on in the downtown square, which is kind of like almost the hub of a lot of the events in Oxcart days. There's a lot of stuff that goes down at the downtown square. And let's just go in chronological order. So the first one is on Tuesday, August 15th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's the Road Rally. Go ahead and chat about that.
Yep. So that's actually one of Mark Eklund's babies. He's got Everyone kind of gathers down at Downtown Square if you're going to be a part of the Road Rally. It's basically you end up getting it's a bit like a treasure hunt. You end up getting like a list of things that say you need to get a picture of or you need to get something of, and so you end up meeting there at about 5:30 and get your instructions. And everyone afterwards, I believe, ends up over at Drafts to end it. But that's like the soft opening of the usage of the downtown square. It's funny, I went down there on Sunday and just kind of walked around because there was no traffic or anything, and I was just trying to envision how everything was going to be laid out, and it was just really exciting. I ended up having goosebumps just walking around there going, you know, this is going to be just the one of the, this is going to be like the 80th most popular town in Minnesota here in a couple of days.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
This little spot. So so everything starts off with the Road Rally on Tuesday, and we don't have anything in there on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is more focused on UMC.
Yep.
We got some stuff over at Drafts.
Looks like Thursday is going to be the busy one.
Thursday is when everything opens up. Thursday is the big one. The food trucks open at 11 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. That'll be exciting. Obviously, the Grand Theater is going to have some matinees going as well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the actual movies yet, but they are going to be having them out for $1, which is awesome. And then starting from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we have the Skateboard and BMX Show with demos, contests, giveaways, all of that. So bring the kids down there. That should be really fun. That should be really entertaining. We got music playing throughout their performances when they're not actually going to be performing or like in the in betweens. But that'll be really cool. We've got kids areas. We got bouncy houses. We have stuff for the not kids. We got the beer gardens as well from the Shanty and from Drafts, which will be really cool. We also have the there's a little dunk tank in downtown square. Bible Baptist Church is putting that on.
Nice.
A little neighborhood Bible time and dunk tank, which will be cool. One of the most popular events that we have is the kids tractor pull.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And watching that last year over at the sports center, I'd seen in years past how popular it was, and it always kind of goes to the back of my mind. Yeah, this is something that people enjoy watching. This is something that people enjoy being a part of. I had forgotten last year just how popular it was.
Yeah.
And watching the line of kids just circle around the area, it was just spectacular. Yeah. They were really into it. The parents were really into it. So kids tractor pull, Ag Country runs that. That's going to be in downtown square starting at 5 o'clock, which will be great. Also at 5 o'clock, we have the Rib Fest fundraiser from the Lions. That looks good. We've got, I believe we've got corn as well being sold from the farmer's market over there. So.
And I think we're going to have a guest on to talk a little bit more about Rib Fest at some point. So we'll go more in detail on another day of Valley Talk.
Yep. Fantastic little setup over in the Red Barn area of the downtown square. We also have airboats on the river in Central Park, a little bit further down from the square. And then the end of the evening is at 8 p.m., the lip sync contest, which we are taking entries. So if you contact us at crookstonoxcartdays@gmail.com, or if you contact us on our Facebook page, I'm happy to take your information in and get you on stage. So, but we are taking entries for the lip sync contest at this time. So.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the more entertaining ones as well.
I love
a lot of fun.
I love the when just everyone kind of hangs out on the sides of the road for most of Thursday, and then right when lip sync starts, everyone moseys down to the stage.
Yeah,
it's just such a fun moment to watch everyone slowly migrate. Love it.
Nice.
Fantastic. And the best part for me still is we always have a kids' air guitar contest for the little ones, and they, whatever I end up playing for music, they are just rocking out.
Yeah.
And that one always gets a good smile and a laugh from me.
For sure. That sounds like a lot of fun. And then we move to Friday, August 18th, and there's a lot of like similar things. You know, the food trucks are still out there, matinee movies, but it looks like there's a couple of other events coming.
Yep. Friday's got a bunch of cool stuff in it. Obviously, we got the kids stuff. We got the Kids Zone area from Bremer. That was a big hit last year, so they're going to be over to the side of the barn. Down in the square. Obviously, we have the bouncy houses as well, beer gardens. We also have, in addition to the beer garden area, Drafts is also, I believe, bringing in some spirits as well for like a beer and wine tasting, liquor tasting. So you can check that out. We have the s'mores tables back. The s'mores tables will be down there. We have a marshmallow sponsor this year, which I think is fantastic.
Nice.
Dandy's is coming in and sponsoring some marshmallows, so check that out. But Illuma is going to be having some people down there. That'll be great. And we have the community s'mores event going on from 5 o'clock to basically when we're done, about eight or 9 o'clock, right before the teen dance starts. So we've got the beer tasting. We have a great band out of Moorhead called the Lonely Pines. More of like an acoustic thing, a little bit of a country thing.
Nice.
They'll be on the stage playing throughout this whole thing. That'll be fantastic. So that'll be great. And we end the downtown square events that night with the teen dance from 9 to midnight. Button will be required to get in and available at the gate. So that'll be really cool. Grand Theater and Aaron LaPlante, State Farm Insurance, I believe, are sponsoring that one. So we got the teen dance from 9 to midnight. Should be great, and Bo has assured me that they're looking to get as many people down there as possible. So,
for sure. It looks like there's some other events on Saturday. Looks like there's a pizza eating contest.
Yep. Well, we'll get to that one. That one's always a favorite. I believe that one happens at high noon. Just about. Yep. High noon is when we end up doing that. Maybe I'll have like the little whistle from the good, the bad, and the ugly playing as people come up on stage. The day starts at about 7:30 with the 5K for the kids and for everybody else. Running through Ash Street, we've got a little path there, but there's a couple of different places you can sign up to join the 5K, and we've got information on that on our website, crookstonoxcartdays.com, over in the schedule area. The farmer's market's going to be from 9 to 3. Check that out. And the vendor show. I was a little worried about the vendor show this year, but a lot of people have jumped in here in the last couple of weeks. Yes. Thank you guys so much. Check us out over at the vendor show on Ash Street. That is going to be available from 9 to 3. Also in the downtown area, we have the bouncy houses going from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4. Kids Zone, 10 o'clock to 4 as well. The National Guard will be bringing in the climbing wall and the punching bag again.
Ooh.
Both very popular last year, so check that out. Also, we have the food trucks starting up at 11 o'clock in the morning. So that'll be great, along with the beer gardens as well. We also have the horse-driven wagon rides. Point Paradise Stables, they end up kind of setting up, they go through Central Park, but they also they load up over by the big Catholic church, so that'll be available for people to do as well. So you can check that out. The s'mores tables should also be out there as well, but the pizza eating contest, the famous pizza eating contest sponsored by Happy Joe's, that happens at high noon on the main stage over in the square, so check that out. Our champion, Dan Erdman, has decided he's enjoying his current fitness. He's not gonna jinx his diet, so he has graciously retired. And is leaving it up for the next group of people.
He's passing the torch.
He's absolutely passing the torch. He couldn't make it last year, but this year he was excited for it and then went, I'm doing well. I don't need this. other people can take this pizza down. So, but he is encouraging everyone who is involved to attempt to finish it this year. That was his main complaint about the winter last year. But Happy Joe's Pizza Eating Contest, that happens at High Noon. That'll be great. We also have the, we have the drop and shoot hockey setup with the Blue Line Club over in Downtown Square as well at about 12 o'clock. On the main stage, about 12:30, we have a Taekwondo demonstration, and we have Just for Kicks at about 1 o'clock. Build-A-Buddy, one of our biggest events that we have, that is going to be happening at 1:30. Longton's going to be taking care of that. Thank you guys so much. It's $10 for each little stuffed animal, and you end up getting a little ticket. You end up sitting, being in a line. We got over 200, and they always sell out. So wow. This is 1:30 in the downtown square. You want to be a part of it. I know one grandma in particular wanted to make sure that we had enough for her 15 grandchildren that she wants to do it for. So this is... We've got people who want to be involved in this, so this is great. Downtown Square, 1:30 p.m. Build-A-Buddy happens, and that's over. It's usually over by the barn area, so that'll be great. And then it kind of slows down a little bit after that. It kind of dwindles down until we get to Beer Gardens and the band. We got the band, the Rude Band, out of South Dakota. They'll be playing the square. Buttons are $10 at the gate for that event. Okay. So if you don't have, it's basically $10 to get in if you didn't already have a button.
Yeah.
You have a button from earlier, great, you're fine, come on in. But otherwise, it is $10 at the gate in order to get into the street dance. So, and then, of course, 10 p.m. or dusk, we have the fireworks shooting off downtown.
Nice. Yeah, sounds like a lot of good stuff. And then pretty much just one thing on Sunday, it looks like.
Yep, the square, We stagger things a little bit, so on Sunday it's a little nice and relaxing. We do grocery bingo from 12:30 to 2:30, another one of Mark's events. Like, Mark does so many things for the festival. He's so great at everything he does. A big, big thank you to Mark Eklund for that. But yeah, we have grocery bingo down there from Hugo's, so we usually pack the barn a couple of times, like cycle people through for it. So that's always a good time. But yeah, that is 12:30 to 2:30 in downtown.
Wow, lots of great events, lots of stuff going on at downtown square. That's usually the hub of all this stuff. And I gotta ask you, which event are you most excited for?
Well, as the person who's on stage for most of the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I end up being a bit biased on a number of things there, but I always look forward to the lip sync contest because it's never the same, and it's always entertaining, and it's always fun to watch people's reactions to what's going on, but it's always fun to watch the little kids do their stuff for it. But, you know, I watched the kids' tractor pull last year and thought it was really compelling and entertaining. I may end up watching a bit more of that this year as I'm going around, but the BMX thing on Thursday too should be fantastic.
Yeah, again, lots of great stuff. Well, we've got about a minute left here before we can wrap up. Do you got any closing remarks?
Yeah, we've got buttons for sale for $5 over at Hugo's, Happy Joe's, Erickson's Embroidery, and True Value here in Crookston. Please check it out. $5 gets you into just about everything other than little things like going on the airboats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So additional costs. But $5 for a festival of this size when everything in the world seems to be getting more expensive, this is your deal. So check us out, $5 over at Hugo's, Happy Joe's, Erickson's Embroidery, and True Value. We also have a volunteer link over at CrookstonOxcartDays.com. Check us out. We just get free buttons to those who end up helping, whether it's button sales, whether it's helping pick up stuff over at the downtown square, all of that. So again, check us out, CrookstonOxcartDays.com, and we're looking forward to the 14th of August.
Well, thank you very much, James, for coming on Valley Talk. And yeah, a lot of people will be checking a lot of that stuff out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.